Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Tech Ed Countdown Show numero two.
That's T minus nine.
Or?
Which is 9 times 7 is 49 days.
Math is hard. That's for Tech Ed North America.
And then Tech Ed Europe, it's minus 11.
All right.
Which
there
is
we
77
go.
Days.
Where's Tech Ed Europe?
Tech Ed Europe, Madrid. That's good saying. Barcelona again. It's Madrid. Madrid. Do not go to Barcelona for Tech Ed Europe.
Tech Ed North America, New Orleans, Louisiana, June 3rd through the 6th.
And Tech Ed Europe in Madrid, Spain, on 25th to the 28th of June. Not, as contrary to popular belief, in
your
Madrid.
Your popular belief. I don't know if anybody else thinks it's popular.
It is in Madrid, Spain.
All right.
I just want to point out that, as you saw on my screen a second ago, they actually have the proper pins in the proper spot.
Okay.
So I know where to go now.
All right, good. The geography test will continue.
You got it. So what are we talking about this show, man?
You know, this show we are going to focus on the schedule builder.
Okay.
Time to build your schedule.
Now, first of all, schedule builder is something that a lot of people wait for that is absolutely awesome to be able to go off and to plan your environment for what to do. And I just want to share one little tidbit with you first, is I make schedule building into a ritual because it's so important to make sure you choose the right selections of everything. So I take the time. I know it's alive. I then go in and I do my ritual. So I thought I'd share some of my ritual with you first here. So the first thing that I do is I get some candlelight out, dim the lights. There we go. The candlelight out. So there's some candles.
Okay.
And then...
It's kind of funny because we're in a studio with big lights. You bring out your candles for mood lighting, right?
A little something to drink.
A little wine.
But then I'm just realizing I'm doing this a little bit, and I realize I don't have a bottle opener.
You don't have glasses either.
Exactly. Well, that won't work.
We'll have to deal with
pretend
it anyway.
The mood. Pretend the mood is there.
Pretend that Rick's set the mood, though. I'm not
the
really
next thing you do
candlelight.
Is you go to mstecheded.com and
okay.
You choose your appropriate schedule. Because it's also important to note, Schedule Builder is open for both North America and Europe.
Oh, that is important enough.
Yes. So you go in here, you say, visit your site. We're going to do one for New Orleans because that's coming up first. I go chronologically with my life.
Okay.
I'm very sequential with the way things work. And then over here, we're then able to go into the premier event for IT professionals and enterprise developers. We go into content. And then inside content, you go in here to say catalog content to be able to go off and take a look at stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you can also get there by going directly to the Channel 9 site.
Yes. Just
okay.
channel9.msdn.com/event/techedslash-north-america-2013
okay.
or Europe 2013.
Okay.
And
awesome.
You're good to go.
So before you jump in, okay. I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Why is it important and why do you make such a ritual out of schedule building?
Well, if you've never been to a conference before, it's obviously the best way for you to be able to figure out all the massive amount of people that you want to go off and see as far as session content is concerned.
Okay.
But to be purely selfish, it is also not just about you. It's about the planners.
The planners?
Yes, the planners for the Tech Ed content. People that go in and choose the schedules that they're most likely going to go off and go to for the sessions list gives us an idea on how to best allocate capacity to the rooms.
Okay.
So for my session on upgrading your Active Directory to 2012, as an example, as one of the sessions I'm doing, if only 6 people show up for it, they'll put me in a broom closet.
Okay. Which is probably where you actually should be.
But it's still going to be recorded, closet. And you can still see it online.
All right.
But capacity-wise, if all for some reason my scheduled session happens to be extremely popular, then they'll put me in one of the larger rooms as far as capacity is concerned, because it's overall about the best experience for people on site. So please, if you've gone ahead and registered, go out, sign in with the proper user ID that represents the one you registered with TechEd with, mm-hmm. and then choose your schedule. So it'll keep you organized, but also give us a heads up on what you're thinking are important sessions to go off and see.
One important thing, and something that we hear quite often, is, hey, I need to sign up, I need to put a session in my schedule in order to attend that session. And that is not true. The session builder or the schedule builder is really, it's for you to kind of help manage your calendar, manage your schedule, but also to help us with room capacity. But if you don't add the session to your schedule, that does not mean you can't attend the session. sessions are on a first come, first served basis.
Yes.
So if it is really popular, then you'll have your typical, you know, Mark Resenovich, Mark Manassi, just as a couple of examples. Their sessions tend to be very popular. You're still going to want to get there early because just having it in your schedule does not guarantee admittance. So I want to make sure you call that out. But please use Schedule Builder because it helps us. It helps us out as well.
Now, one other thing you sort of mentioned there is by putting in your schedule, you can double, triple, and quadruple book yourself. That doesn't help us out with the capacity planning, just so you know. But it does help us. It does help you out when it comes time for when you're at the event. If one particular session happens to be full because you didn't get there in time to be able to get a seat, then you can know where the other ones happen to be. And actually, you know what? That brings up another point. Before we even talk about the schedule builder, someone made a comment online about how there's no room allocations listed with these individual sessions yet.
Right.
So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's exactly for the same reason we've been discussing here. Room allocations don't actually occur until we get closer to the event because we want to see where those popular sessions are, where we need to find larger rooms to put people in and find broom closets for you.
Now, also, so don't forget, don't be worried about the fact there's no room numbers that happen to be assigned as of yet. When you add sessions into your personal My Schedule area, because they're online, they will be updated once we go ahead and make the room allocations closer to the event, and then you'll be good to go to be able to know what room you should be going to, as well as obviously taking a look at the little mini guides and stuff like that on site.
Yep. So, absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump in, and since you've got your little ritual going, you've got your candles here, extremely uncomfortable with wine and candlelight sitting next to Rick.
I didn't bring the incense this time. So. Let's
build your schedule.
So first thing you need to be aware of is obviously if you go to the Channel 9 site, you have to be signed in to the Channel 9 site with a live ID that you registered to attend Tech Ed with.
Which you are, I see.
Which I currently am. Now here, right now, if you just look at the main schedule area for Tech Ed 2013, it is wide open with every single session being displayed right now, which is probably not that efficient way to go off and to look at it. So we have filtering on the right-hand side. Now the best part is with filtering is that you can filter on a variety of areas. And what I like to happen to filter on is because I like to, again, with my schedule, I know there's certain people I want to go off and see, like Joey Snow as an example.
Right.
So I will go in there and I will search for Joey Snow.
And you won't find me.
Well, I got to find out if you're there, man.
I can tell you this right now. I don't have any sessions.
Jose, you're not there.
So moving on.
Jose.
Okay.
Jose is
you
really,
like Jose.
Jose is awesome. He is Mr. SMB3, all about the new stuff with Server 2012 and storage and scalable file server. So you just simply choose Jose as one example guy. You say filter, and it will go through and filter off to all the sessions that Jose has been identified as being a speaker on. He has two of them right now. One of them is on June 3rd from 4 to 5:15, and one of them is on June 5th from 6 to 7:15.
Okay.
So what do I do? Very simple. Take a look over here. I choose go and add to my schedule. Go ahead and click it, and boom, a little bit of pause there as it goes in and adds in my schedule. He's there. Jose is a good guy. I actually want to see both of his sessions, so I'm going to put them both in my session right now.
It's okay.
Good to go. I then also can go through and filter by track if I wanted to. So, for instance, the modern data center is interesting to me. I can go in here and say filter once again. Comes up with a new response that's coming up here. Oh, you know what? I left the Jose's filter.
Yep, you left Jose there. Yep.
Yeah. So here's your clear. Oops. Clear all. My bad. Sorry. That's now cleared. Go back in here to choose the data center. Scroll past. I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there.
That's all right.
Choose filter.
I understand. You didn't bring your mouse. This is my mouse.
This is your mouse. It's obviously got problems with it.
Yeah.
And then here, for instance, I happen to have a, getting started with 2012, modern data center, direct access in Windows 2012, introductions, all these different ones
so
I can go to.
So what happens if I click into the session? Do I get more information than really was populated? Oh, there you go.
So as you click in the session, you're able to get more information about it. You can go off and say, go into my schedule, go and add to my schedule, and it's good to go. And I can keep on building up in that kind of event way. Oops. As you go, I, of course, went a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Again, back here, back to content catalog. Let's try to keep this simple and stay back here. Ultimately, my schedule tab gets populated with more and more information. Now you can see here that I have a whole bunch of open slots that I still have to find stuff for.
Yeah.
And I've got the one there from Jose that's taking place. I can go off and find more information about. Now, if you have multiple sessions in here, so say for instance, I wanted to find by speaker, Mr. Mark Resenovich, extremely popular talk individual. Choose, Mark Resenovich. And you know what? There's this other guy that's pretty good that you should probably go off and see as well.
More shameless self-promotion for Rick Claus here.
I got to make sure I'm not putting the broom closet, man. I go off and choose filter. And the interesting thing here is, watch this. It actually filters on your schedule as well as being able to filter within your own individual list. So if you end up with my schedule that gets extremely busy and you got multiple sessions, you want to really just nail down which ones you want to prioritize, you can go in and do that too.
Awesome.
So I'll go back here to my list.
I also noticed here at the top you have the ability to actually go view all of the time slots or view only where you have sessions.
You
can look for specific time slots. And
so here you can see my filter exists for Mark Arsenovich and Rick Claus. And I can find out that here is me. I can add this one to my schedule. I can add this one to my schedule. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and add them all into my schedule just to make sure I got my schedule clear and also have Mark's in there as well. Go in and add them all. It's all good. Go back in here to my schedule, and I wanted to show you this at least so you can see a conflict, because I, for some reason, managed to be paired up against Mark in Fridays.
Yeah.
So
people are actually going to have to make a choice as to whether they come see you or go see Mark.
You got it. So here, say for instance, you don't want to go see Mark Arsenovich, and you realize there's a conflict with me, heaven forbid, all you do is you hit the star, and that removes it from your schedule.
Okay.
And when I refresh the page, it disappears.
Awesome.
So, as of right now, they do not have the rooms associated with them.
Right.
They will be added later on. As, because of that, I don't recommend that you click on the option which is the actual date and time slot, which opens up an ICS file just yet.
Okay.
Because that will put a reminder inside your Outlook calendar, which
right.
is fine,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to be missing the room information. So just wait, as a quick little tip, just wait until after we have room allocations put in, and we'll put that on a countdown show.
Yeah, absolutely.
When that happens. And then go in and say, add into my schedule with the ICS file you can then bring inside your Outlook. Because I tend to like to look at my calendar on my phone or on my Surface device or whichever,
right.
and then I'll know which sessions I need to go to.
Awesome. Awesome. So Schedule Builder is live for both TechEd North America and TechEd Europe, so we encourage everybody, please, please, please go out and fill that out so we can get a great head start on getting a room allocation set up. Make sure Rick's in a broom closet. And also, you know, it helps you keeping things organized. And that's a big thing for a lot of TechEd newbies.
Now, another neat thing about this as well, because the content is all here on Channel 9, this is also where the repository of the recorded shows will be as well.
Aha!
So automatically, all the sessions that you have already booked off inside your schedule, you will have a nice click here to download or click here to view after the event when all the recordings are all done and all posted. That's an added bonus.
Fantastic.
You got it.
Fantastic.
You know, there's something else I wanted to say, but I forget what it was.
Well, while you think about that, again, everybody, please make sure if you are not registered to get registered. TechEd North America is June 3rd through the 6th. TechEd Europe in Madrid, Spain, June 25th through 28th. And you'll want to visit msteched.com. And then there's a link there to get you to both pages. Did you remember what you finally wanted
to say? I did. Someone was asking about mobile devices.
Mobile devices.
Yes. This is also a mobile aware site to render nicely as far as your mobile is concerned. But besides that, I know that in the past there have been developers that have gone off and actually made specific mobile devices apps for Windows Phone, Android, mm-hmm. that fruit device as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability to go off and to query the catalog, access the OData stream, that sort of stuff on the Channel 9 site to be able to create those. So stay tuned. You never know which ones come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, man. That's number two.
That's number two. So we're T-minus 9 weeks to TechEd North America, T-minus 11
to Madrid.
Yep, that would be TechEd Europe.
Yes.
Next week, we have a big show planned for next week, too. This one was jam-packed with information.
Yeah.
Next week, special. All of you folks out there, we've seen you on the forums. We've heard you. We've seen your comments. We've seen your tweets. We love those, by the way. TechEd newbies.
Yes.
If you are a newbie new to TechEd, you'll want to pay special attention to next week's episode. Easy for me to say. And we're going to actually shoot this live from Las Vegas.
You're going to be doing this one from Las Vegas at MMS, another one of those conferences that are out there that we're going to be at. But the neat thing is, not only just the questions the newbies have been asking, all the advice from all the veterans. We'll be combining them together for the newbies or noobs that are out there. And I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Make sure you comment on this video. If you like it, tweet us. Hit us on Facebook. All the different ways. But comment. Give us those star ratings.
We know you're watching out there. We saw. We're almost at 40,000 views for the last show. So let's see if we can crack that for this one.
And also interact within the forums on Channel 9 and talk to us more about what you want to see From Tech Ed is an event, also the Tech Ed Countdown Show. That is Tech Ed Countdown Show number 2.
See you around.
Thank you.